Meg Whiteman wants Moonlight to win the Oscar for Best Picture, but the creative director for the Traverse City Film Festival doesn't think anything can stop La La Land.
La La Land was my favorite movie, but Moonlight was my favorite, like, cinematic experience.
From Interlochen Public Radio, this is The Green Room, where we talk about arts and culture in northern Michigan. I'm Dan Wanchura. On Sunday night, some of the biggest names in Hollywood will walk the red carpet for the 89th Academy Awards ceremony. And here to talk Oscars with me is Traverse City film buff Meg Whiteman. Meg, as always, a pleasure to chat with you.
Thanks for having me.
All right, let's jump right in with the film everyone seems to be talking about this year, Meg, La La Land. If you're using Oscar nominations as a sort of baseline, La La Land is one of the top three films in history with 14 nominations. 14.
Yeah.
Only two other films have ever had 14 nominations, those being Titanic and All About Eve. I think we all agree it's a good film, Meg, but is La La Land one of the best films of all time?
I think I've always advocated maybe for doing an Oscar ceremony like 10 years later and seeing how films stand the test of time. So, I mean, I can't judge that right now, but I think for this moment, I think it really speaks to what we're going through and wanting some escape. And the Hollywood musical might as well be Hollywood writ large. You know, it embodies the movies in the popular imagination. So it makes sense that the Academy would be so loving towards a film like that.
How are you going to be a revolutionary if you're such a traditionalist? You're holding on to the past, but jazz is about the future.
Maybe I'm not good enough.
Yes, you are.
Maybe I'm not. It's like a pipe dream.
This is the dream. It's conflict and it's compromise. It's very, very exciting.
Eleven Oscars is the record for any film. Titanic, Ben-Hur, and Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King all took home 11. What's realistic for La La Land with the 14 nominations, do you think?
I think it'll get somewhere close to 10, but not break 10. Yeah. It'll sweep a lot of the technical stuff, but there's some tight races in, like, screenplay, and I don't think it's going to win Best Actor and those kind of things. And song is actually a particularly interesting category because you have it's nominated twice for two songs, so that might split the vote. And then you have Lin-Manuel Miranda nominated for his song work in Moana, who is an Oscar shy of getting an EGOT. So he'd have an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. So I'm kind of rooting for that, too.
I don't understand.
Which part are you having trouble with?
Well, I can't be his guardian.
Well, your brother provided for your nephew's upkeep. I think the idea was that you would relocate.
Relocate to where?
Well, if you look, it was my impression that you'd spent a lot of time here.
I'm just a backup.
Lee, nobody can appreciate what you've been through. And if you really feel you can't take this on, you know, that's your right.
Meg, Manchester by the Sea has six nominations. What do you think its best shot at taking home an Oscar is? What category?
I think Kenneth Lonergan, the director, also did the screenplay, and he's an incredible playwright. So I don't think he'll be nudging Damien Chazelle for best director, but I think in best original screenplay, he is their best chance at taking home the statuette.
I have a feeling we're going to disagree on this one just a little bit, Meg. But I thought Mel Gibson's Hacksaw Ridge was one of my favorite films of the year.
This is a personal gift from the United States government designed to bring death to the enemy.
I'm sorry, Sergeant. I can't touch a gun.
You don't kill.
No, sir.
You know, quite a bit of killing does occur in war.
Some people say it was the best war movie since Saving Private Ryan. It's pulled in six nominations, including Best Picture, Best Actor, and Best Director. Why aren't you big on this one?
Well, I'm not a big Mel Gibson fan.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I can't see past the man and see the artist on this one.
Sure.
And then also, I thought it was a really phenomenal story. Like, that is a great story that should be told. And I just thought the first half was saccharine melodrama with overacting, not from Andrew Garfield. He was very good. But the father in particular, I mean, I was literally like laughing out loud and looking around being like, why does no one else see this? But about all the movies this year, I think that's the one I most don't don't quite see eye to eye with the Academy.
The Academy has taken a lot of flack over the past couple of years for not being real diverse in its nominations. In fact, the past 2 years, there have been no non-white acting nominees. They aren't quite so white this year. There are seven nominees, including Denzel Washington for Best Actor in his film Fences, Mahershala Ali and Naomi Harris for their work in Moonlight, Octavia Spencer in her role in Hidden Figures. Is this a result of the Academy trying to reform its membership, or is it that more good films with diverse casts were released last year than in previous years?
I think it's definitely a combination of the two, and I think the Academy is definitely going to want to send a message on Oscar night, so you will see some more diverse winners up on the stage for sure. Probably Octavia Spencer in Best Supporting Actress, I think that's a lock, and Mahershala Ali for Moonlight, I think that's also a very, very strong contender. And then behind the scenes, you're also seeing a lot more nominees. The first African-American female editor nominee for Moonlight, and four of the five directors of the Best Documentary nominees are also African-American.
Do you think this year will be kind of a turning point in terms of more diversity?
They took steps last year to bring in more diverse people into the Academy. And so I think it starts there. And we're seeing the results this year.
Meg Weichman is the creative director for the Traverse City Film Festival. Meg, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me again.
You and your date can walk the red carpet yourselves and watch the Oscars at the State Theater in Traverse City on Sunday night. There's going to be all-you-can-eat pizza, free popcorn, and free drinks. You do have to buy tickets to the event. More details online at interlochenpublicradio.org. This is The Green Room. Thanks for tuning in this week. I'm Dan Wanshura, and you're listening to Interlochen Public Radio.